Welcome to the Well and Witchy podcast. I'm your host, Britt Epley, and I'm an eclectic witch, wellness and mindset coach, healer, and spiritual mentor. If you're looking to fearlessly rise up and be the woman you were destined to be and live your best life with both wellness and spiritual flows, then you are in the right place. Think of this podcast as your go-to for all things magic, inspiration, and empowerment. I'll be spilling the tea about witchcraft, spell work, spirituality, intuitive wellness, self-love, and much more. Leave it to me to help provide you with the tools and resources to unlock the inner goddess and power within you, hone your sacred craft, and live life in a more meaningful and magical way. I am so grateful that our paths have crossed today and you are here. Thank you so much for pushing play. Now let's do this, witches. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome to the very first episode of the Well and Witchy podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me and taking the time to listen. I'm just really stoked to be launching this podcast as well as the Well and Witchy brand. This has been a long time coming. 2020 has been a crazy year, but I'm really excited that something fulfilling is coming out of this. You know, launching my business and this podcast has really helped me occupy my time and help people and elevate others. So again, thank you so much for being here. This podcast episode is going to talk about who I am, what Well and Witchy is, what you can expect from this podcast, and then I'm also going to end with one of the most important lessons I can share with you about living the witchy way. So as you heard in the intro, I'm your host, Britt Epley, and I'm an eclectic witch, wellness and mindset coach, healer, and spiritual mentor. I support women in creating soul-aligned lives and businesses through wellness journeys, spiritual practices, and acknowledging your feminine energies within. I currently live in Nashville, Tennessee, and during the day, I work as a social media manager for an agency in the music industry. So we focus in music, entertainment, and lifestyle space. And it is so fulfilling. I love my day job. It's been crazy, y'all. Like I'm originally from the Midwest. I grew up in a tiny Indiana town 2 hours east of Chicago. So growing up in Indiana, I went to Purdue University and I graduated in 2017. I graduated with a degree in public relations and strategic communication. I never thought I would be starting my own business and brand, let alone my own podcast, but I wouldn't be here without my spiritual journey. My spiritual journey got its start, honestly. I can remember being a little kid and just being obsessed with nature. I loved space. I loved the unknown. I was always fooling around with plants and just loved to try to catch butterflies. I knew that there was more to life than just living. So when I was in my late teens and early 20s, I started to discover witchcraft. And, you know, I always had a feeling, like I said, that there was more to life and I wanted to be the person I was truly meant to be. So I dove in, been in the broom closet for a few years, but my craft and path has been so life-changing for me. And the reason why I wanted to start my brand and podcast is to help other women find the same successes that I have found spiritually, mentally, physically, and beyond. Now, I'm a believer that the universe tends to present us with some tough times, even if we don't, you know, deserve that. I believe you go through hard times before you see the light. Just to give you some more backstory on me, I started studying witchcraft and paganism in my junior and senior year of college, getting ready to graduate. I was also in a really toxic relationship. Drop an F in the chat if you can relate, but it was very hard to be so passionate about something and like actually starting to love yourself and then be with someone who always tells you that you're not worthy of being in a relationship with them, that you're not confident, that you're not good enough for them. At least for me at that point, my craft was centered around self-love and confidence and just like growing into who I was meant to be. So despite all of the learnings, I was very hesitant to be open about being a witch and I was very scared to make it known that it was my lifestyle. Thankfully, I'm no longer in that toxic relationship, but just do you, you know, live your life, be that bitch. And if people don't support you, screw it, which we'll get to that at the end of the podcast when I talk about one of the biggest lessons about living the witchy way. That summer, actually before I graduated college, I went to London. Well, I interned at the company that I work for now, which is really awesome. But when I was in London, I did so much traveling. And one of my experiences, I traveled to Stonehenge, which, if you didn't know, Stonehenge is very similar to places like Sedona. It's a vortex, an energy vortex. And I'll talk about this more in future episodes, but I remember having this weird spiritual time there where I just like sat in the grass outside of the little ropes, because only certain people can actually go and touch this. Well, like, I don't even think you can touch the stones, but I know there's like tours where you can go really close to the stones. But then there's like the normal tour that I went on where there's like rope, you can't get too close. So I just remember sitting outside of those ropes and like had my hands full of grass and just felt the wind and like zoned out from all the other tourists around me. And I just like felt this crazy vibration. Ever since that day, I was like, whoa, something is happening. What's going on, universe? Let me know. Let a girl know. But also just being in the UK, I also traveled to a lot of cool places like the Roman Baths and Bath. I'm sorry, I'm Midwestern. I call it Bath. Please don't shame me. But I went there, and again, same spiritual kind of vibe. I also went to like a few churches, even though I don't consider myself religious in that way, but I just really wanted to see the architecture and the beauty, and I felt some really weird vibes there too. And I just felt like when I got home from all my weird travels, I would have these dreams at night where I was like picturing myself in former lives, and it was just really bizarre. So I think that moment in my life definitely was another sign from the universe, like, girl, like you need to get your shit together and start really devoting yourself to your craft. I got home from London feeling good, feeling very high vibe, and then I graduated college and adulthood hit me like a truck. I couldn't find a job. I went home. I lived with my parents. Thank God they let me live with them. I'm so thankful for them every day. But I served tables and I bartended from like 4 p.m. to 3 in the morning sometimes, because I needed to at least like make some money while I was looking for jobs. And I also was interning in Chicago at the same time, so I was doing all these things and stretching myself way too thin. I was drinking a lot to cope with my depression, and like not like I graduated college and I had no sense of my purpose. I didn't have that college identity anymore. I didn't really know who I was, and it was just a lot of pressure. So like I was saying, I was very low vibe, taking in all the wrong vices. And then one day I met my current boyfriend, and things got better. I feel like the universe will give you things when it knows you're ready for them, which is why I will also say, like, if you are actively looking for someone to partner with in your life, you're doing it all wrong. You need to just like live your life, and that people will come to you at the right moment. And especially when I was feeling really low vibe and having a really hard time, I was getting back into the craft and learning more about it in order to help me work through my inner issues. And that's when I met my boyfriend, who is Norse pagan, and we had a long distance relationship. He was still at Purdue. I was still at home in Indiana, like in Northwest Indiana. So we would travel back and forth to see each other. And then I really wanted to get back into the music industry. So my internship in London was my first job in the music industry. So we decided to move to Nashville. Even though I didn't have a job in the music industry, I took a job. That job was awful. I feel like, again, the universe gives you things that are awful in order to help you open your eyes to what you deserve and what is best for you. And in this toxic job, I was focused so much on the job. I didn't go home very much. I was so underpaid. It was like I couldn't even afford to go home. And then the trifecta, like bad things usually come in threes until a good thing happens. That really bad thing was my best friend passed away. And my best friend was my grandma. I feel awful knowing that I didn't get to go home nearly as much as I wanted to, because I was hustling so hard and I was doing what everyone expects you to do, you know, like go to college, graduate, get a job, work, and then pay bills and then die. And that moment opened my eyes for me. Like, my grandma was such a hardworking woman. It was kind of bizarre because she didn't ever talk openly about being religious, but she loved angels. And she always wore like an angel necklace, and she had angel knickknacks, and she always talked about how she would talk to the angels, and the angels are always protecting you. And that's what I took from her passing was, hey, she raised me to be a strong woman, to go for what I want in this world, to really strive to be the best version of me. The angels are always on my side, and that nothing is impossible for me. So through that, I want to say I started to really awaken. I really dove back into my craft, and I was very disciplined with it. I started reading. I started taking in all the knowledge I could. I started listening to other podcasts, and I started listening to other women's experiences. And I knew that I was back on the right path. The universe guided me here despite all of the struggle in order to fulfill my purpose by empowering other women who have also gone through some crazy shit. So we can all elevate together and raise the vibration of the collective and just be fulfilled and live the life of our dreams and live our best lives. So like I'm saying, through my spiritual journey, despite all the ups and downs, I have grown so much as a person, and that's what's possible for anyone. Through my spiritual journey, when I focused more on myself and started actually building my craft and being mindful and working on manifestation, I manifested my dream job, which was working for the same company I interned with back in London when I had my very first spiritual experience. So just putting it out there for you, when you tap into the flow and you tap into your guides and you really start working on bettering yourself and asking the universe for what you want, it will deliver. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but it will deliver to you when you are ready to receive it. So along with manifesting my dream job, I also manifested this business and the Well and Witchy brand in this podcast, which is finally happening. So, it's a wild ride. And I just wanted to share with you how I got here and in case you have had some similar life happenings. So, which brings me to the current. I founded Well and Witchy in order to help elevate and educate my fellow women. There's a lot of information out there and it can be very overwhelming, especially if you're newer to witchcraft, Wiccan, everything of that sort, paganism. And I think this is why, like, the overwhelm is why so many folks choose not to dive in to the craft, or they don't go nearly as far as they want to truly in their hearts. And my goal is to help you find wellness in witchy ways in your everyday life that are sustainable and fulfilling to you. As a life and business coach and spiritual entrepreneur, I will be offering programs and free challenges in the future to help you along the way. Empowering women is one of my many passions, and I know how hard it can be to do things alone without guidance, so I'm here for you. I'm gonna say something that may be a little controversial, and we're gonna talk about this more in episode 2, but being a witch isn't an aesthetic, or spending tons of money on having crystals and the perfect altar and all the best tarot and oracle cards and all the witchy clothes. No, like, you don't have to be perfect like you see on social media. There's so much magic in the everyday that you can achieve through simplicity. Like, you could know a witch already and not know she's a witch just because it's part of our lives. It's so ingrained in what we do that it's not much different than a normal person. Spells, magic, it's literally all a matter of how can I take this energy I have and put it to use in a more meaningful way in order to elevate who I am and make life more fulfilling. That's honestly it. I pair my craft with modern wellness practices, so that's where we get the well and witchy, because I want to make the most out of the time I have left on Earth in this human form. Like, I don't just want to be a skeleton with skin on it, just drifting along. Like, I want to make some impact. And before my spiritual journey came, a wellness and fitness journey was there. And I believe that they really go in tandem with each other. As an eclectic witch, I recognize that there are so many ways of doing things. So like I mentioned in my intro and earlier on, I'm an eclectic witch and that's how I identify. I love to learn, and if something calls out to me and works for me and my craft, I use it. I consider myself a Jill of all trades and not a Jack because I'm a she/her. I identify as female. I identify as a woman. I'm a Jill of all trades. So it's hard for me to stick to just one niche of witchcraft. If you have a niche, by all means, girl, live it up, own it. Like, I get down to some kitchen witchery. Woo, we love them spices. But I'll be talking a little bit more about this as well in episode 2, but you don't have to come from a long line of witchy women. I find it all too often in the witchy community that it's said oh, well, you can't just be a witch. Like, you have to come from a lineage, or like, you have to be part of a coven, or you have to do this. Like, I feel like so many people express their knowledge in a way that, like, hey, this is the only way of doing things, when in reality, there are so many ways of doing things. It's just a matter of learning about them to find what works best for you. So, like I was saying, if you don't come from a family full of witches, that's okay. I didn't. If the path is calling to you and you are serious about it and you want to identify as a witch, then boom, congrats, babe. It is done. So above, so below, all that jazz. Here's your sticker. Here's your little witchy hat. It is yours. But jokes aside, if the path is fulfilling to you, then own it. Be that bitch, be that witch. And now we get to the last portion of episode one, where I'm going to talk about the most important lesson I want to share with you about witchcraft, the witchy path, the witchy life. Here it goes. You ready? It's not a big secret, but it's very important. Your power is by being you. Let me say that again. Your power is by being you. Speaking your truth, owning your power, being unafraid to step out of your comfort zone in order to grow. Everyone's path and craft is sacred. There is no right way of doing things as long as you are not harming others. Witchcraft and wellness should be fun. It shouldn't feel like a bore or a chore. It should be something that brings your life meaning. And the only way to live your life in alignment is by owning your truth, which is why it is so important to be you. If you're afraid of being you, know that I was there too. There was a time in my life where I was stuck trying to be like everyone else, and it's not fun. And I spent a lot of time in my life as well being bullied for being weird and not going with the grain. And screw that. Screw the norm. Live your life by your terms and your means and be happy. And also know that no one gets to write your reality. You are in charge of your life and your story. And you are not defined by others, especially the judgment that others place onto you. So if you're just starting your path, or maybe you've been on it for a while and you just need to hear it from someone who shares the same beliefs as you do, know that you are capable of so much in this life. But sometimes we let fears and judgment of others hold us back from living our best lives. And that ends now. Show up as the woman you were meant to be. Whew, that got a little deep. Ooh, I don't apologize. Just, you needed that. I can feel it. But where do we go from here? I don't want to just be like, okay, peace out, bye, see ya. But I guess that brings us to what we can expect from future episodes. So for future episodes of the Well and Witchy podcast, I'm going to be diving into things like crystals, NLP, mindset shifts, self-love, self-care, everything wellness and witchy, in order to empower you. I'm going to be hosting some awesome guests, many of which are my personal friends and colleagues who also place priority on wellness and witchcraft. So there's going to be so much to come. I'm really excited to be on this journey, and I'm looking so forward to having you with me along the way. Thank you so much again for being here, for listening, and for sharing your time with me. And remember, be well, be witchy. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, smash that subscribe button, and please be sure to rate and review on iTunes to help further educate and elevate our fellow witches. If you need a little extra magic in your life, I invite you to connect with me on Instagram at wellandwitchy, and check out my website, wellandwitchy.com. Remember, witches, you are limitless. You are powerful, and you create your reality by your divine design. Now go out there and make some magic happen. And until next time, be well, be witchy.